Soon after the terrorist attacks in September, President Bush said any nation that continued to support terrorism would be regarded by the U.S. as a hostile regime. Some people in the administration and some members of Congress believe there's enough evidence of Iraq's involvement with terrorism to make Saddam Hussein the next target in the war. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
There is a growing group of government officials who believe President Bush has to begin planning to move against Iraq. The leading advocate of this view inside the administration is Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz. He argued, even before September 11th, that the U.S. should strike Baghdad, quote, as soon as we find the right way to do it. Since September 11th, those who agree with Wolfowitz point to a long list of circumstantial evidence linking Iraq to terrorism. Saddam Hussein's past use of chemical weapons, his stockpile of biological agents like anthrax, a meeting in Prague last spring between hijacker Mohammed Atta and an Iraqi intelligence agent, other meetings in Afghanistan and Iraq between al-Qaeda operatives and Iraqi intelligence officers, and an Iraqi defector's report of training exercises for hijackers at a camp near Baghdad. Former CIA Director Jim Woolsey finds all this compelling.
None of these individually is a smoking gun, but if you look at the coordination of what happened September 11th, the fake identities, the long-range planning, the false documents, the coordination across continents, the timing, this all has looked to me from the beginning as if a government and an intelligence service with some worldwide capability was involved.
The idea of getting rid of Saddam Hussein isn't new to many members of the first Bush administration who are now top officials in the current Bush administration. They regret not having finished the job during the Persian Gulf War, and they're getting support from prominent Democrats. Former vice presidential candidate Joseph Lieberman says he doesn't need to see direct evidence of Iraqi involvement.
The main reason that I think we should begin to focus on changing the Iraqi regime is what Saddam has done for more than a decade leading up to September 11th. In my opinion, he's a terrorist himself. I just think that give Saddam the chance, he will try to hurt America and kill Americans. And that's why I think we have to have a policy aimed at getting him out of power in Iraq.
In 1991, George Bush Sr. considered and rejected a military offensive to remove Saddam Hussein from power. The current situation may be more urgent, but the obstacles may be even greater. Michael O'Hanlon, a military analyst at the Brookings Institution, says that unlike the Gulf War, the U.S. may not be able to count on a coalition of Arab and European states to help it, and that's just one of the problems.
I think you have to assume that it may require Desert Storm 2 to unseat him. I think you have to march on Baghdad with American troops. Maybe not a 500,000 like in Desert Storm, but probably at least 250,000, and with probably more casualties this time because we'd be fighting in difficult urban terrain. And in this situation, Saddam would surely not hesitate to use his chemical or biological weapons against us.
Former Democratic Congressman Lee Hamilton, who chaired the Foreign Affairs Committee, says the U.S. should only attack Iraq if it has strong evidence linking it to September 11th, evidence Hamilton believes is missing. And he says at a time the U.S. is struggling to maintain the coalition against terrorism, it's not helpful to be beating the drums against Iraq.
It's important to get the argument out and to let people know why Iraqis should be held responsible here. But to introduce the idea, to discuss it, to debate it at this point, I just think weakens that coalition that has been put together to fight the battle in Afghanistan.
Sources say the president has not come to any conclusion about a second front against Iraq. Secretary of State Colin Powell, the administration's leading voice for restraint, said last week that the White House policy is first things first.
Our first priority right now is to deal with the al-Qaeda network and Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan and wherever else it is located around the world. And then in due course, we will turn our attention to other sources of terrorism, and we'll keep a close eye on Iraq during that whole process.
Assuming the war against the Taliban and al-Qaeda is successful, people on both sides say a decision about Iraq is unavoidable. Like his father before him, George W. Bush will have to decide whether to move against Saddam Hussein. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.